and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. 20,000 people are under evacuation orders in Malibu, California, as a growing wildfire rages. CBS's Dania Backus has the latest.
To get control of this wind-driven fire that's hitting this rugged mountainous terrain, firefighters are attacking from the air.
We're in the middle of December, and yet we're experiencing yet another wildfire in Southern California.
Red flag warnings remain in effect for Southern California through Wednesday.
The man who allegedly killed the CEO of United Healthcare in New York City has been denied bail in Pennsylvania. CBS's Anna Schechter is learning more about Luigi Mangione's background.
Recently, he was in Hawaii in 2022, living as in part of a communal living home. And his friends and associates there said that he was surfing and hiking, but that back pain, debilitating back pain, was affecting his life. He left to get treatment. And so it seems like that is a touch point. And we know from investigators that they are looking at that as a potential shift in his sort of life trajectory.
Mangione is fighting extradition to New York. Several South Korean officials have been detained for their roles in the declaration of martial law last week. The BBC's Laura Bicker reports one of them tried to take his own life.
This is a defense minister who has admitted his part in the martial law declaration last Tuesday night, and it said that he attempted to take his own life while he was in detention. He is now said to reported to be in a good condition, and he is said to be fine.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took the stand at his corruption trial. He denies granting favors to media bosses in exchange for more positive coverage.
Although it is definitely a low point in his decades-long political career, his critics say he is obsessed with his image, and this stands in stark contrast with a desperation to be seen as a respected international statesman.
CBS's Deborah Pata in Jerusalem. The task force looking into the failed assassination attempt on then-presidential candidate Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, has released its report.
The panel's final report, released Tuesday, outlined a laundry list of critical failures by the U.S. Secret Service and is now calling on Congress to explore decoupling the agency from the Department of Homeland Security, reducing the number of protectees agents serve, and limiting its non-protective duties.
CBS's Torian Small. A federal judge has rejected the sale of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' InfoWars to the satirical news outlet The Onion. Jones claimed the recent bankruptcy auction that The Onion won was fraught with illegal collusion. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Badgers losing their quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers' starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee, week three, ending his season. He was replaced by Braden Locke. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, most recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. The Brewers say that Christian Yelich, making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willie Adames leaving the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willie, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels in it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. But losing this guy. Woo.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow developing overnight. Lows in the upper teens. Northwest winds on Wednesday. Snow will end in the morning. Total accumulation under an inch. Northwest winds increasing. We'll see falling temperatures to around 10 above by the end of the day. It's 24 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Master Discombobulator Dan Schaefer and Northeast Wisconsin actor Kurt Krause drops by the studio to discuss independent film. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join the effort. Visit unicefusa.org.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. This is a crazy story. It's being reported by The Week, and The Week says that they can't confirm it. So let me throw that caveat out there, but I've seen it widely reported elsewhere. I don't know if The Week is the single source for all these things or not. But apparently there's and for that reason, I'm not going to name the company because I can't completely back this up. But if it is true, and it may be a company in India, I believe, this is just crazy. It's a salon home service startup, and the company's human resources department sent out a survey asking if people were stressed out because of their workload. And a number of people, as many as 100 people, admitted to being stressed. And so then the company sent out a letter to them, or an email, and this is the email that The Week published. Recently, we conducted a survey to understand your feelings about stress at work. Many of you shared your concerns, which we deeply value and respect. As a company committed to fostering a healthy and supportive work environment, we have carefully considered the feedback. To ensure that no one remains stressed at work, we've made the difficult decision to part ways with employees who indicated significant stress. This decision is effective immediately, and impacted employees will receive further emails separately. Thank you for your contributions. Right. I'm an employer. I've been an employer for 50 years or longer. I can't imagine doing something like this. I mean, maybe it's a spoof. But like I said, I keep seeing it reported. If it is, it's gone totally viral. In a way, this kind of is an example of the sociopathy that you see across corporations. A point I Joy Reid was kind enough to have me on her program last night on MSNBC, and I made the point that corporations, if they were human, like the Supreme Court says they are, if they were actually people, would be considered sociopaths. They do not have empathy. They don't, they don't have consideration. They don't have a soul. They don't die. And they really don't care about anything except profits. They have a singular focus, which is profit. And that is a form of sociopathy. So, what can you say? Or psychopathy. Rupert Murdoch, meanwhile, speaking of sociopaths, Rupert Murdoch's three adult children will retain control over their father's media empire upon his death, according to a Nevada court. Remember this? Rupert has three kids, Prudence, James, and Elizabeth. Four. Lachlan, James, Elizabeth, and Prudence. Two girls, two boys. And out of the four of them, apparently Lachlan is the only one who's like a Nazi, a hardcore right winger. Who agrees with the kind of programming that they have on Fox News. James actually left the company a couple of years ago because he was so upset by the way that they lie and distort the news and basically make people hate each other. I mean, that's the business model of Fox News. It's been the business model of Rupert Murdoch ever since he took over the newspapers in Australia from his father, Sir Keith Murdoch, who was a famous racist. And, you know, the basic business model was make people hate each other and make money on it. And, you know, Murdoch is doing very well, thank you very much. But so what happened was Murdoch decided, he's 93 years old, he knows he's not going to live forever. He wanted to make sure that his son Lachlan, the right winger, inherited the company, essentially. But he has three other children. And his will says that the assets get divided evenly. So and perhaps the law, I don't know how these things work, but Rupert felt that he had to go to court, and so he sued in Nevada, where he thought he would have a friendly venue, to try to change the terms of this thing so that Lachlan could basically take over the company when Rupert dies. And the court said nope. 96-page opinion, according to the New York Times, called the lawsuit a, quote, carefully crafted charade to permanently cement Lachlan Murdoch's executive roles inside the empire, regardless of the impact such control would have over the companies or the beneficiaries of the family trust. So basically, you know, what Rupert has done is put a lot of his assets into the family trust, including his stock in this company, and the trust has this rule that says everybody has an equal share, equal vote in it, and Murdoch was trying to break that trust or break that rule. Now, whether this means that when he dies, I mean, keep in mind, Fox's revenue for this fiscal year so far, which ended this last summer, where they're now in fiscal year 2025, so their revenue for the 12 months from June to June of 2023 and 2024 was nearly $14 billion. You can make a hell of a lot of money making people hate each other. I mean, you know, just ask Sean Hannity. I mean, just ask Mr. Jones, right? I mean, it's just, this is entirely, but anyway, we'll see where this shakes out. I believe it was in the deal book this morning, the newsletter from the New York Times, Andrew Ross Sorkin's, where he was saying that it probably won't matter that the Fox News business model makes so much money that when Lachlan takes over, in all probability, the other siblings will allow him to take over. I don't know. But, and he could live for another decade or longer. So who knows? We'll see where this goes. We'll see how it shakes out, as they say. I also wanted to share with you an absolutely fascinating look into the background of the guy who just took over Syria. I'm getting my information here from Mehdi Hassan's website, Zeto.com, Z-E-T-E-O or Zeteo.com, and by Team Zeteo. And this extremist group, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, just took over Syria. And they just put Mohammed al-Bashir as the acting prime minister. So as Bashir al-Assad had to flee the country. And running the show is a guy named Abu Mohammed al-Jolani, who is the leader of HTS, of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. So who is this guy, Jolani? And he started introducing himself to the public under his actual real name. His Jolani name is an assumed name. His real name, when he was born in Saudi Arabia in 1982, he was named Ahmed al-Sharah. And his parents were from Syria. They had been kicked out of Syria, out of the Golan Heights, which at the time was part of Syria, when Israel seized that property in 1967 in the Six-Day War. And so they moved to Saudi Arabia. And when he was a teenager, he fell in love with a girl from the Alawite community. He's Sunni, she's Shia. She was considered an infidel. Neither of their families would allow these two to continue dating. And the folks over at Zeteo say it was a relationship that helped lead Jolani to develop his sectarian view of society. Now, He was originally radicalized by the Second Intifada in Palestine in 2000. Louise and I were there when that happened. In fact, we were driving through Nablus, and some kids came out and started throwing stones at our car. And, you know, 2 days later, my parents called us. We were in Jerusalem. And that, in Nablus, the kids throwing stones on cars made the front cover of Time magazine. And my parents were like, are you guys okay? So, you know, it's just one of those weird coincidences, you know, being in anyhow, Jilani made a name for himself in 2003. He joined al-Qaeda in Iraq. And fought against Americans and killed American soldiers, or so the story goes. He was captured in 2006 by U.S. forces. He spent 5 years in prison at Camp Buka, which is where basically they created ISIS and the Islamic State of Iraq, originally ISI and then later became ISIS. He had came out of prison with a 50-page manifesto about how to run an Arab country. In 2013... he basically split with Baghdadi, you know, the guy that Joe Biden killed, and declared the merger of al-Nusra with ISI void. That spun off ISIS, and he continued, you know, he left. In 2013, he led a massacre where families in their entirety were executed. This guy's a cold-blooded killer. In Syria's Alawite village, at least 190 civilians were murdered. He also, and the Trump administration, had circulated a $10 million wanted poster for this guy, who's now running Syria, Jilani. And now reports say that America is thinking of dropping that $10 million award, as is the United Kingdom. In 2016, he cut ties with al-Qaeda and rebranded his group to JFS, and then later he rebranded it to HTS in 2017. That's the group it is now. And he set out, and he took over a city in 2017. It was a city called Idlib in Syria. He took over the city, 7 years ago. And he set out to prove that he could actually run something. And they developed Idlib. They developed the city. They built shopping malls, luxury shopping malls, education centers, schools, rebuilt the electric supply. He was involved in aid efforts after the 2023 earthquakes in that region. And but on the other hand, he also, when he ran Idlib, if you dissented from his rule, you ended up in prison and being tortured or murdered. So again, you know, cold-blooded killer. So the question, the big question, and nobody knows the answer to, is has he really moderated? Or is he just doing a song and dance for the West right now, and we're going to see it get worse and worse and worse, like we're seeing under the Taliban in Afghanistan, for example? And nobody knows. You know, this is the big question. So what are your thoughts on this and everything else? Luigi is in prison now as he's being held. He's been formally charged with murder as well. And that saga continues. So stay tuned. I'll pick up your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news, the Tom Hartman Program. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret? You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, laura.berg@civicmedia.us. And thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Let's get back to live music in the Lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, you ever exercise and watch your diet, trying to get your cholesterol numbers down, and then don't see any results? That can be frustrating, right? Well, your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, it also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's a great supplement. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more with bundles. On bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing. It's spelled B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code to get that 15% off on this great cholesterol support is TOM, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com, code TOM.
Where every culture shares delight, with tables full of joy and laughter, and every heart feels warm.
Welcome back.
Tonight.
23 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Tyrone in Harlem, New York. Hey, Tyrone, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I thoroughly enjoyed you and Joy and Reed last night.
Thank you. Isn't she great? She does such a great show.
Yeah, it looked like she got a real kick out of your rant, man, when you was talking about the the racism in the healthcare system.
That's, you know, what amazes me, Tyrone. I didn't know this until I did the research for the book. But this was something that was like, you know, it was in the front pages of the New York Times from the 1890s until the 1940s. I mean, this wow. scientific racism idea that blacks were genetically inferior and therefore we had to cut off the health care and they'd all die out. And I mean, this was really subscribed to. And the main reason why we don't have government controlled health care in the United States, you know, is because, I mean, you know, up until the 1960s, basically, government provided when we got Medicare. The main reason we didn't have it was because up until the 1960s, up until 1964, it was perfectly legal for private corporations to discriminate against people based on race. And the private health insurance companies did that. And so that's why the conservatives did not want government to do that, because it would have been illegal for government to discriminate. In fact, Medicare was arguably the most successful integration program in the history of the United States. In 1 year, the Medicare got put into place. Hospitals could only qualify for it if they proved that they were no longer segregated. And Martin Luther King was working with the people who wrote the Medicare law. And for a year, they were traveling around the country, going to hospitals, showing up as black people and getting kicked out and getting hospitals shut down.
Yeah,
and you know, it's an amazing story. And nobody knows this. Yeah. Anyhow, back to you, Tyrone. I'm sorry.
Wow. And you said, listen, I enjoy it.
Thank you.
And when you said something that stuck in my head just now, you said conservative.
Yeah.
I understand. Absolutely. And this is where I'm at with this conservative BS, that you can be a conservative, independent, Democrat, or Republican. Their main goal is to conserve their way of life.
Yep.
And their way of life may not coincide with black folks, let's say it that way.
Yep.
And being that they have this idea to uphold this conservative ideology, it shifts on who is going to benefit.
Yep.
My fear is that this big money interest, that shifts also, where people want to, like I can't offer you $1 million to turn your whole life around and say, well, listen, I love Donald Trump, I want to be in his cult and all of, it's not going to work on you, because you already set in your mindset of how things is operating. But these people that are in the Democratic, some of them that are in the Democratic Party, they're giving up themselves.
Yeah, I know.
We're stuck.
I know. We need fighters. We need fighters. Tyrone, I'm sorry I'm out of time here, but, you know, it's always nice to hear from you. Thank you. And thanks for your kind words. Good talking to you. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, give me a break. Come on.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies
that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tom for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. A wind-driven wildfire in Malibu, California has grown to more than 2,800 acres. CBS's Danya Backus.
Thousands were ordered to evacuate. Kurt Cam stayed behind.
All these things were swirling down, and there's just sparks and embers blowing everywhere, and you think the world's coming to an end.
Some homes have been destroyed. 8,000 more are threatened. Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO, was denied bail during a court hearing in Altoona, Pennsylvania. His lawyer, Thomas Dickey, is not waiving extradition to New York.
I haven't seen any evidence that says that he's the shooter.
Police in South Korea have detained several officials involved in last week's declaration of martial law.
Prison officials in South Korea say the former defense minister has attempted to take his own life while in detention over his role in last week's controversial martial law declaration.
The BBC's Neil Nunes. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian who told the crowd how happy he was to be back also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow developing overnight. Lows in the upper teens. Northwest winds on Wednesday. Snow will end in the morning. Total accumulation under an inch. Northwest winds increasing. We'll see falling temperatures to around 10 above by the end of the day. It's 24 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Up North News radio host Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olson, Packer owner and senior advisor at Lincoln Project, is here to discuss. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
What's going on in your body in real time? And Lumen will give you tips to keep on top of your health game. I've made changes in my eating habits based on its feedback. So stay on track with your health this holiday season. Go to lumen.me/Hartman. to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me, lumen.me/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, for 15% off your purchase. Lumen makes a great gift, too, and thanks to Lumen for sponsoring this program. lumen.me/Hartman gets you 15% off this extraordinary metabolic coach. It's great fun to work with, too. lumen.me/Hartman.
A come call, their grand design. But now they've left that dream behind. They've gone silent, nothing to say.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Nicole in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Nicole, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks again for taking my call. I appreciate your honesty and humanity. What I would like to do is play a little fantasy politics, if you will.
Okay.
Like I said, I've been hearing this real big campaign to pardon Trump, who, like I said, who's done everything beautifully. And everybody clutching their pearls behind Joe Biden.
Wait a minute, you're talking about a campaign to get Joe Biden to pardon Trump?
Yes, I just heard this morning Jim Clyburn here in South Carolina is pushing this agenda.
Really?
I was so lit, it actually made me call a show, which I've never done in my life.
I'm shocked.
So, yes, there's a real campaign. We know what it is. So this is my fantasy politics theory. So since Joe Biden pardoned his son, which we all knew he was going to do, I really wish that he had just been honest and said, look, they railroaded my son. I'm going to let them do what they do, and we're going to see what happens. Okay.
He shouldn't have kept the special prosecutor to begin with. You know, that should have been the end of that.
That's getting close to my fantasy politics theory. Yeah. So what he should do, in my opinion, is go ahead and step down. Go spend time with Hunter. Go help Hunter or y'all. Go, you know, walk off into the sunset. You did all you could do. I'm sick of watching you go around the world talking and looking like you look. Okay, stop. Just step down. Give the presidency over to Kamala Harris. Let her bring in her vice president. And then let's take a pause, because I just don't feel in my heart that this election is settled business for so many reasons. And if it is, it is, and that's fine. But we cannot have the fraudster-in-chief who had 4 years to plot this takeover, which that's what it feels like, this takeover regarding our election systems, regarding the interference from the oligarchs, the addicts, the greedies. It's too much. And like I said, things are moving too fast. Yeah. Joe Biden, step down. Yeah. Let Kamala Harris take over. And that thing that you were saying about stopping this, let's go rogue. Yeah. I'm saying, Campbell.
Well, A, let's you're assuming, rogue. Nicole, that Kamala Harris would be any more aggressive than Joe Biden. And I'm not sure that's a safe assumption.
I'm not assuming that. What I'm saying is, let's get to work. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's just see. Step down. You know, you kind of embarrassed us by turning right around. I mean, I wish at the very least he would have waited to the last day, like Trump did when he pardoned all those criminals.
Yep.
He waited to the last few hours of his presidency, 48, 72 hours, to allow all those criminals to pay for those pardons. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is we have to get this rogue mentality. And I don't understand why Kamala Harris, why any, none of the Republicans are going this route. I mean, like I said, Claiborne this morning is talking about Biden should pardon Trump.
Yeah, I don't know where he's coming from. I mean, what possible reason does he have for suggesting?
For the good of the country.
What does that mean?
That's my point. Biden, step down. That's what I'm pushing. I'm over
it. I said Claiborne stepped down. If that's where his head's at, I mean, come on.
Step down. Yeah. Get out the way. Just do it and let's see what happens.
You know what's amazing, Nicole? I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I made this point earlier on in the program that back in 2009 on this show, I just went nuts because the night that Obama, January 20th, 2009, Michelle and Barack Obama were dancing at the seven different venues in D.C. They came and danced at the train station, which is where I was, and James Taylor was playing music. And I was there with Ellen Ratner and with Louise. And while that was going on, the leadership of the Republican Party, Paul Ryan at the time and Mitch McConnell and Ted Cruz, and a bunch of these guys, I forget all the names, but I once had them memorized, got together in the caucus room restaurant, which was on the backside of the building we lived in and the apartment building that we lived in. And they got together and they decided among themselves that the Republican Party for the next 4 years would not ever give Barack Obama even one single vote, even on things they agreed with. They were just not going to go along with anything. They were going to present a united front, and that united front, in their opinion, would enable them to win elections going forward. And in fact, it did. And I'm saying, you know, although Obama did get reelected, still, I think that's just, you know, what a gifted orator he was as much as anything else, and the sense of the country at the time. But I'm just astonished that Democrats are coming out here saying, and in fact, Ro Khanna said this on my show a couple of days ago. I'll work with these guys. Screw them.
Why?
To hell with them.
It's so upsetting, Tom. Yeah. I just don't understand what to do. This was my first intersection into even communicating this in real time with outsiders because I'm so isolated because of what's happening to our country. I don't know what to do other than that. Please beg Joe Biden to step down, go off into the sunset. Whether Kamala does anything.
I have begged Joe Biden a lot of times for a lot of things, Nicole. I don't have any, I can't call him up any more than anybody. I mean, I can call the White House comment line. And in fact, I have on some occasions. I wish I had that power, but I don't. Actually, I'm not even sure.
How can we do it? Do we need a GoFundMe page? Can we start a petition? Joe Biden got to go.
Yeah.
We still have days left. Not to cut you off, the Supreme Court said the president has immunity. Kamala Harris needs to get in that position, tell Biden, thank you for all you've done, bye, and then go rogue.
Yeah.
Let's get an election
What I would like to see, and we had a caller earlier about this, and I kind of dismissed it because I just know it's not going to happen. But what I would like to see in my, you're talking about your fantasy politics, this is my fantasy politics. When the Supreme Court said that Maine and Nebraska, and there was a third state, Colorado, it wasn't Nebraska, though. It was Maine and Colorado, and there was a third state, had taken Trump off the ballot, because he had led an insurrection consistent with the 14th Amendment. All three of these states had ruled that, and their Supreme Courts had ruled that. And when the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, you can't take him off the ballot, they did not say he has to be allowed to become president. And, the 14th Amendment does not say that you have to allow him to participate in an election. It says he's prohibited from serving, from being president. So in my opinion, he is still prohibited until two-thirds of Congress votes to remedy the situation. And that's what I would like Joe Biden to be advocating right now. I mean,
Tom, isn't it against the law to give aid and comfort to insurrectionists?
Yes. Yes, and that's the 14th Amendment, among others. Yes, absolutely.
Nicole, I don't understand how somebody that cannot legally vote The president.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, felons can vote in New York State, although he has changed his residence to Florida, and felons can't vote in Florida. So there you go. Nicole, I got to run. But thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Thank you very much. Lewis in Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Lewis, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. I am calling to lighten up some things. I have a funny joke for you.
Okay.
Here it goes. What? It's a seasonal joke. What did one snowman say to the other?
Don't know.
Does it smell like carrots to you?
Cute. Okay.
Okay, cute. Yeah. All right. Hey, Tom, we went through a crazy event here in Nashville.
Yeah.
That Hurricane Helene.
Uh-huh.
And thank you for everything everybody's done in the country to help us.
Are you getting better? You're recovering. I have some friends in Nashville. I'm going to be talking to them on Saturday. Lewis, thank you. Yeah, thanks for the report, and thanks for the joke. It's nice to hear from you. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you can use it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, thank you. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with me.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be picking up your calls in just a second. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbarine, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbarine is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbarine.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbarine.com, code TOM. Go to superbarine.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbarine.com, code TOM.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
From all of us here on the Tom Hartman Program to all of you, happy holidays, and thanks for listening.
Up at the North Pole, there's a man with a list. Checking it twice, seeing who he'll assist. Santa's been listening, the word's getting clear. He tunes to Tom Hartman this time every year. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman show? He's learned about democracy and all we should know. When leaders are dirty, the coal starts to flow. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman show? He heard about Trump.
I think he probably does. I really do. Welcome back, Dave. Hey, Drew in Chicago. Hey, Drew, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Love the work that you do. I was going to call 3 weeks ago about Biden sending out some pardons, but I didn't. The young lady previously kind of stole some of my thunder, but I think Biden should step down as president, allow VP Harris become the first African-Asian woman president, and for her to pardon him. So they can avoid that, can the president pardon himself issue.
Oh, that's interesting.
Just as a
now,
way-
that's a good, that's the first really solid reason that I've heard for why Biden should actually step down.
Yeah. So that was my concern, my thoughts. I just wonder what you thought. Thank you.
In that context, it makes a lot of sense, because there is only a small doubt in my mind that Donald Trump and his, especially if he gets the people that he's nominating, you know, Kash Patel at the FBI and all these crazy, if he gets them, he's going to come after the Biden family, too. So we'll see.
Yes.
Drew, thank you for the call. That was a good one. James in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. It's an honor to speak to you again. This is going to be difficult. Yeah, thanks. This is going to be difficult for me, not only because part of my tongue is gone, but it's my feelings that are badly hurt, because I got to say, I have a bachelor's degree in administration from Washington State University. I'm looking at all this chaos, as you would in a company. I'm kind of following the money trail like you would in a criminal investigation. And unfortunately, everything leads right back to Biden's desk. And Nicole stole most of my thunder, but I just want to say 3.5 years ago, Biden could have gotten us an effective Department of Justice. He could have gotten rid of Garland and gotten the bar.
Oh, he shouldn't have put him in the first place.
Right. And
it's a consolation prize.
To have somebody that high up in the criminal justice system that is so ineffective just gives all these youngsters, these young kids, the idea that there is no law, and they can go out and steal cars, and they can hijack cars.
Hey,
and
if the president of the United States has been convicted of 34 felonies, why not me?
Exactly. And I told my granddaughter, who's in law school now, a long time ago when Trump came in, that this is going to happen. The young people are going to lose respect for the law, and there's going to be so much crime we won't even be able to believe it. And I turn on the radio every morning, and I can hardly believe what all these young kids are doing. And unfortunately, I got to say again, it all falls back on Biden's desk.
Yeah, well, I'm not willing to blame Biden for the ills of the world or of America. I will. And have many times argued that Merrick Garland was a bad appointment, and he should have done something.
One thing I really need you to reflect on is that Biden has new powers and he won't use them.
Well, he doesn't have new powers. He has the ability to break the law. And if then it get, see, the Supreme Court put a big caveat in there. They didn't say presidents can just break the law anytime they want. They said if the president breaks the law in the course of doing his job, then before you can prosecute him, you have to come back to us and ask us if this is a prosecutable offense. They enhanced the powers of the Supreme Court and reduced the power of the Justice Department. And most people miss that entirely, which means that if Biden breaks the law and six Republicans on the Supreme Court think he broke the law, he still goes to prison. If Trump breaks the law and six Republicans on the Supreme Court kind of like what he did, he doesn't go to prison. And so, it's a distinction that's a really important one. And if you're going to go down that road of Biden should be breaking the law, you need to read that Supreme Court decision because it doesn't say what apparently you think it says. But James, I spot on. I get what you're saying. Thank you for the call. Al in Santa Ana, California. Hey, Al, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
I'm here.
All right, man. I was reading somewhere that we get a market crash or a great depression every 100 years because we forget the lessons.
Yeah, every 80 years is the theory, but yeah.
Yeah. And with Trump and his, 20 to 30% tariffs, which we're going to pay for, and him deporting all the cheap labor, all the immigrants.
You are going to see a Great Depression. You're right, Al.
Right. He's going to deregulate all the banksters to do all their crazy schemes.
Yeah.
And, we're going to have hyperinflation and high prices and.
I think it's going to go crazy. If he does the things he says he's going to do, I think it's going to go crazy. Here's an amazing thing, Al. When Kirsten Welker asked him, don't you think you'll have inflation if you raise tariffs? He said, well, we had tariffs before and we didn't get inflation. And we did get inflation. Inflation for 3 years. When I saw that, I turned to Louise and I said, if Joe Biden... when he came into office, and inflation was already there, when he came into office, he should have started referring to that as the Trump tariff inflation. And if he had spent 4 years referring to the Trump tariff inflation rather than simply calling it inflation, then Kamala Harris would be president right now. Yeah, or the Trump tax cut inflation. Trump tax cut and tariff inflation. I mean, if he had laid that inflation at the feet of the Trump administration, which is where it should have been, it was really the result. I mean, let's just be honest. It was really the result of the pandemic shutting down, international trade because it hit the entire world. So it's a little disingenuous to entirely blame it on Trump. But I think it was as bad as it was because of Trump's inactions and general incompetence. But this is the failure of Democrats to message properly. Al, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Heidi Sigmund Akuta is going to join us on the other side of this break for a 10, 15-minute conversation, and then I'll get back to your calls. I think you're going to find it fascinating. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday on Up North News Radio, it's not too late to decide to run for a seat on your local school board. Here's what you'll need to do if you're interested in serving.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Strong winds are whipping up a wildfire in Malibu, California, where 20,000 residents are under evacuation orders. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Jeff Nguyen says some homes have been lost, but there are no reports of injuries.
I think if you live in Southern California and you live in one of these areas where you have this sort of suburban wildlife interface, a lot of people are kind of preconditioned now, especially after the Woolsey fire of 2019, to heed the warnings when they are told to evacuate.
The Malibu fire is 0% contained. More than 1,500 firefighters are battling the blaze. The hope is the weather will help later this week. South Korean police investigating last week's declaration of martial law have raided the president's office and have detained several officials.
Now, ex-defense minister Kim Jong-hyun, the first South Korean official